boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton. Co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Produced by John Rich.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
At the piano, Archie chomps a cigar and shares a smile with Edith. Developed by Norman Lear.
What's the matter, Mike?
I don't know. Something's missing.
Not enough salt?
Not enough Archie. It's too quiet around here.
Michael, don't tell me you like arguing with Daddy.
I didn't say I like it. It's just I'm used to it. My body is used to it. When Archie's here, I eat better.
Well, don't worry, Mike. He's only working overtime tonight. Tomorrow he'll be home at his regular time, and I'm sure he'll get in a nice argument with you.
Archie arrives and heads past them to the kitchen.
Get away from me, all of you.
Hi, Daddy. Hello.
I ain't got no time for that.
I'll get you dinner.
I ain't got no time for that, neither,
Edith. It's all ready.
I ain't got no time, Edith. I just got time to get myself a cheese sandwich and a can of beer, that's all.
But it won't take long.
Edith, I'm telling you, I'm in a hurry. I ain't even got time to go up to the toilet.
Oh. Well, if you gotta go, you better pay your little visit now.
He washes his hands at the sink.
I can wait, Edith, if only you don't talk about it.
But Archie, you know how you are. You get halfway to the subway and you'll have to come running back. That's how you miss Mrs. Diefendorfer's funeral, remember?
Tell you, this rushing around is killing me.
Oh, why don't you skip tonight?
I can't do that, Edith. I'm way behind already. Jeez, oh, look at this here. Every hunk of cheese and a piece of cellophane never do this thing before. This job can mean an awful lot to us, this new job.
Yeah, I know, Archie, but even if you don't get it...
Don't say that, will you? Look at me, wink hard all my life, and what have I got to show for it? This job can mean $1,000 a year extra for the two of us.
Archie, money ain't that important.
Oh, not the Rockefeller, it ain't, because he's got it. What about me here? Oh, no, eat a little extra dough and get you all them extra things that you like, you know?
But Archie, I don't need nothing.
You gotta get him whether you need him or not.
He removes his coat and moves to the table.
Sorry.
Edith serves him a sandwich.
It's hard work I do out there on that loading platform, out in the cold all the time. Dispatcher's job. Now, there's something else. All a dispatcher does is push a pencil across the desk all day long. Another thing, how do I know the boss ain't gonna go out there on that loading dock and replace me with a younger guy someday?
Oh, Archie, that ain't gonna happen to you.
Oh, people always say that. That ain't gonna happen to you. Then the first thing you turn around...
His chewing slows.
You know what I just tasted going down?
No.
Cellophane off the cheese. Thanks a lot.
Archie stands up and grabs his coat.
I think what you're doing is wonderful, and I want you to know I'm proud of you, and Mike and Glory will be proud of you, too.
Did you tell him about this?
Oh, no,
you
no.
did. You told him the secret, right?
No, no, Archie. They don't know. If you don't believe me, ask him.
I will.
He steps outside, then turns back.
Thing back you almost had me doing.
He strides to the front door.
What's the big rush, Daddy?
The big rush, little girl, is that I'm going bold, and that's the rush.
Archie, don't you think you better pay your little visit upstairs?
No, I don't want to pay the little visit upstairs.
He does a dainty jig and heads out.
Mom, what's going on with Daddy?
Nothing.
I think it's something.
Well, he don't want to be late. It's an important bowling tournament.
Another tournament? That's where Daddy said he was going last week.
Oh. Well, last week they was rained out.
Bowling rained out?
Ma, are you keeping something from us?
No.
Come on, Ma. Doesn't it bother you that Daddy's going out all these nights?
Mm. No. It's a nice change.
Ma...
Well, it's like Betty Davis used to say, who wants a man hanging? the house all the time anyway, not me.
She prances to the kitchen.
I'm going in there.
Wait a second, Gloria. Wait a second. Isn't it obvious your mother doesn't want to talk about it? She'll tell us when she's good and ready.
I can't wait till then.
They enter the kitchen just as Archie returns home and races up the stairs. In the kitchen.
Hi. Hi. We just came in to say that we're late for the movies. We gotta go. Goodbye.
Bye.
So long.
Bye. Here.
Gloria, if your mother doesn't want to tell us, that is her privilege. Privacy is guaranteed us by the Bill of Rights when Archie's not home. Now, please, don't be so nosy. Let's go.
All right, I'm coming.
She opens the closet.
Hey, Michael, look what Daddy left under my hat, his bowling ball.
She frowns up at Michael as she holds the ball.
Mom! Yeah, why did I see it?
She spots the ball and stops.
How could Daddy go bowling without this? Maybe he's the referee.
There's no referee in bowling.
Gloria, I'm sorry, but I promised Archie I wouldn't tell you.
But, Ma, that was before we found the bowling ball. So if you tell us something that we already know, that's not breaking a promise.
Oh, yeah. All right, I'll tell you. Archie didn't go bowling tonight.
We already know that, Ma. Come on.
Gloria, you must never tell Archie I told you. Well, you see, there's this dispatcher's job down at the plant that he wants to get.
What's that got to do with his going out nights?
Oh, Archie never wanted you two to know this. You see, he had to leave school to get a job and help his family, so he never graduated.
Oh, I see.
You see what?
Archie's going back to high school.
Oh, my, I'm glad I didn't have to tell you.
They all peer upstairs.
Minutes ago.
He never made it to the subway.
All right, either get out of my way. I'm in a hurry, and you meet Ed. Put my bowling ball back in the closet.
He stops at the front door and slowly turns back with suspicion.
What are you doing with my bowling ball?
Gloria gave it to me.
You told her?
No, Archie, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You told her a secret about me going to high school. I can tell by the bowling ball.
Daddy, Ma didn't want to say anything, but I pried it out of her.
She shouldn't have told you.
Besides, I think what you're doing is wonderful.
Yeah, Arch, we're all proud of you. Hey, just so you didn't graduate high school, that's nothing to be ashamed of. As a matter of fact, that was a great thing that you did. There are not many guys that would quit school to help support their families.
Archie turns and stares at Michael expectantly, and Michael turns away sheepishly. At the dining table, Michael taps his pencil on a textbook. Across the table, Archie looks up from his book and peers over his reading glasses at him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Must have been doing it unconsciously. That's the way you do everything.
That's right. Don't make no more noise.
They return to their schoolwork. Michael starts whistling. Archie removes his glasses wearily.
Hey, Ted Weems there.
They stare at each other, then go back to work. Archie whips his glasses off.
Listen, if I flunk my history exam, it's going to be your fault. Can't you study someplace else?
Oh, it's just the only place in the house where there's enough room for all my stuff.
All right, then study. Keep quiet. Don't bother me, huh?
I'm sorry.
They lower their heads. Archie flips through his book.
Manifest destiny.
What?
Nothing. I'm talking to myself.
Oh.
I said the manifest destiny.
Would you like to know what it means?
Hey, Edith! That'll be the day I have to ask you.
Yeah? Oh, my two students.
Archie smiles sarcastically, then scowls at Edith.
Remember the other day you and me was discussing manifest destiny?
Manifest destiny?
Yeah, manifest destiny. I had the meaning in my head, but it flew out. Now I can't find it no place in the book. What did I say that it meant?
Well, maybe Mike knows. Mike, do you know what manifest destiny means?
Michael glances at Archie, who turns away.
Yeah?
Michael resumes his writing, and Archie clenches his jaw.
Well, what does it mean?
Are you asking me a question?
You might even want to ask you a question, but answer it or not.
Sure, Ma. Manifest destiny was the doctrine that asserted the inevitability of United States domination of the North American continent.
You know she can't understand language. Can't you explain it to her in easy ways?
It means that we had the right to take over other people's territories supposedly for their own good.
Hey, Harvey, this is what I said. Now, do me a favor. Get that history quiz book over there and come back and start asking me them test questions we didn't finish.
Yes, sure, Arch.
Yeah.
Arch, when you were talking with Ma the other day about manifest destiny, did you mention the fact that it was just another name for American imperialism? That's right. It was just an excuse to rip off other people's land. That's the way we stole Texas from Mexico.
Listen, subversive. The U.S. of A. never stole nothing from nobody. The Mexicans was only too glad to give us Texas after we beat the hell out of them in a war.
Here it is.
Well, come on, ask me some questions. I got no time.
Arch, do you mind if I listen to your answers? I love science fiction.
Listen here. Just get away from my study table, huh?
Arch, I have to finish this project by tomorrow.
I gotta take a test later on tonight. Now, will you take yourself out of here?
Right.
Edith, sit down and start.
Yeah, I'll sit over here so you can't peek at the answers.
Come on, will you? Ask.
Now, answer true or false. President McKinley started the Spanish-American War despite the fact that Spain had already agreed to all our demands.
That's false.
Oh, I'm sorry, Archie. It's true.
It ain't true. No American president never started a war over that.
That's what the book says.
Oh, look at that. You see what I gotta do to pass this test? I gotta lie.
He jots it down and adds it to a pile of small notes.
McKinley, all right, true. Get it over with. Next question.
Who said the treatment of the American Indian was a national disgrace?
Treating the American Indian a national disgrace? Geronimo? Come on, it had to be some Indian that said that. Who?
President Kennedy.
What? That's a lie. Kennedy never said that. Or maybe he said it, but he didn't mean it. He maybe said it when he was running for office trying to get the Indian vote, which he never got anyhow.
Michael's on the couch.
How do you know?
Because, Meathead, the Indians don't vote.
Archie, the Indians were given the vote in 1924.
I ain't talking about that. I'm saying that they don't use their vote like a fella told me. They sell all their horses for booze and then they can't ride into town.
Michael storms toward him.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That ain't stupid. That's the truth. That's what the Indians do to us after all we've done for them.
All we've done for them, Arch? Let me tell you something about this country and the American Indians and all we've done for them. We lied to them, we cheated them, and then we drove them off their land without paying for it. That's right.
What are you talking about their land? They never had no land. They couldn't read or write.
How could Sitting Bull sign a lease? Ever do is ride around scalping wagon trains.
Archie, what would you do if somebody cheated you out of your land?
Well, I wouldn't scalp the guy. I'd hire myself a lawyer.
I don't believe it! How do you deal with this lunacy? Help me!
What the hell are you yelling about? I ain't talking about the Polacks. I'm talking about the Indians.
Michael bounds up the stairs as Archie gazes at Edith, stunned.
I think Gloria better quit her job and stay home and take care of that guy. Come on, Edith. I got a lot of history to learn, so let's get on with it.
Oh, I almost forgot. I got something for you.
What?
I can't tell you. It's a surprise.
Oh, hurry up, Edith, huh?
Oh. Hiya, Daddy.
Oh, hi there, little girl.
He opens the book.
Oh, geez, look at this one. In that year, the Italian Marconi invented radio. Imagine him telling me a lie like that in the RCA building, staring me in the face every day.
You're working hard.
I certainly am, little girl. Yeah.
What are you doing with those little pieces of paper?
I'm writing down the answers to my history questions.
Oh, gee, Daddy, it looks like crib notes.
Bingo.
Are you going to use those crib notes on your exam?
Well, certainly I'm going to use them. I'm going to have them right here in this pocket in case I need them.
He points to his breast pocket.
Daddy, that's cheating!
What do you mean, cheating? That ain't cheating. Is when you are supposed to give something to somebody else and you don't give it. That's cheating. Now, me, I'm taking a test. I'm supposed to give them the right answers. That's what I'm going to give them. I ain't cheating.
But, Daddy, you're cheating yourself.
No, I get a diploma out of it.
You're not being honest. Yourself.
I certainly am, little girl. I sat down. I asked myself a question. I said, can you pass this history exam without them little piece of paper? And I gave myself an honest answer. No, you can't.
You been talking to your father?
Michael, do you know what Daddy's doing? He is preparing crib notes to cheat on his exam.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
A surprise?
Beaming, Edith presents Archie with a large poster that has all his crib notes glued onto it.
What did you do, Edith? You passed it. Come on, yeah. How am I going to use them? I can't get them off now.
Now you can study them on the subway.
He peers at her incredulously.
Who told you to do that?
Nobody. I thought of it all by myself.
From now on, Edith, when a thought starts coming at you, duck, huh?
Later, Gloria rushes through the front door.
Daddy's coming. Mike, you better get up.
Mike, you got the ladder?
Yeah, right here.
I don't know if I want to be in the room when he opens the ladder. I mean, what if he failed?
Well, that's the point, Michael. If he did fail, we have to be here and try and cheer him up.
Gloria, I don't think my being here is going to cheer him up.
I think you should both go upstairs and wait, and I'll let you know as soon as he opens.
Good idea.
Michael. He's coming.
Edith approaches the front door as Archie enters. He stops and stares at Edith, who frowns nervously.
How are you?
Archie, this came for you today. It's from the school. It may be about your test.
Don't shove it at me, Edith.
Don't you want to open it?
Let me take off my hat and coat first, huh? Can you do that? From the school, huh?
Yeah.
He snatches the letter from her and trudges over behind his favorite chair.
I guess it's a test result, all right.
Yeah.
He reaches for the envelope, then lowers his hand.
I can't open it. You open for me, Edith.
Well, give me the envelope.
Yeah, here's the envelope.
Oh, my. It's just like the Academy.
She opens the envelope, unfolds the letter, and reads it.
Well, read it, will you? Who's the winner, me or the school?
Archie, you are! You pig!
Huh? I see the
Hey, I did?
Hey,
I did? That's right.
I gambled a little, though, tossing a nickel on the true and falsies.
Hey, Arch, it's Stretch Cunningham.
Oh, good old Stretch. Give me the phone, Wendy. Here's the news. Hi, Stretch. Archie here. Hold it there. Hold it before you talk anymore. You got to show a little respect when you're talking to a high school graduate class of 73. Yeah, I got it. The what? Well, when did that happen? Oh, yeah. Yeah, goodbye, Stretch. By the way, thanks for nothing.
What's the matter, Daddy?
Well, the matter is, it's like I've been studying the wrong subject. Instead of studying American history, I guess I should have been studying the theory of relativity.
What are you talking about?
Relativity, meathead. Boss's nephew got the dispatcher's job.
Oh, Daddy.
That's too bad.
Well, that's the way things are. It is. And here I am, stuck with a high school diploma.
Seated in his chair, Archie smirks as his family stands around him. Directed by John Rich and Bob Lahendro. Teleplay by Michael Ross and Bernie West. Story by John Christopher Strong III and Michael R. Stein. Script consultant Don Nickel. Story editors Michael Ross and Bernie West.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Norman Lear. Associate producer Gene Marcione. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1973, Tandem Productions Incorporated, all rights reserved. CBS, a Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television,